We're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2013 from Cam High School. We have a young fella and a young lady with us here today, and we're going to talk with the gentleman first. Can you tell everybody who you are?
My name is Matthew Williamson. Parents are Dave and Julie Williamson.
Okay. Brothers and sisters?
Two brothers, two sisters, Mark, Sarah, Amy, and Mitchell.
And you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, okay. Hey, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork and stuff. Have you enjoyed your time here with the CAM schools?
Yeah, there were a lot of times where it was struggled and was hard, but in the end, it made you better. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any classes that you really enjoyed while you were here?
You know, I've always been good at math. You know, Spanish has been kind of fun. There have been a lot of neat things I've done through FFA and egg classes, too, so... I guess I don't know what would be my favorite, but there have been a lot of classes I've enjoyed.
Yeah. Matt, are you the type of student that has to work hard at things, or do things just kind of come easy for you?
Well, I'd say in high school anyway, for the most part, it comes fairly easily. But as you get into those higher and harder classes, sometimes, even if you understand the material, you got to work for it just to keep up with all the work.
Sure. Okay. Talk about teachers. Any teachers that, say, 10, 20 years from now at a class reunion, you'll be getting together with some of your old buddies from high school. What teachers will you still be talking about?
I don't know, probably Mr. Miller, Mr. Arp, Coach Wall maybe, probably Mr. Sexton. He's kind of a guy you'll remember for a while.
They're all unique in their own way?
Yes.
Now, that's kind of almost an eclectic group of folks because they all have their different qualities and things. Is there one thing that binds them together, one quality maybe they all have that kind of gets them in touch with the students?
I don't know. I guess a lot of they try to connect with the students more. So they, like in a lot of them, you know, Coach Wollum, he coaches multiple sports. Mr. Miller does the ag. So they interact with the students in the extracurricular activities as well as in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a smaller school district like this, you get a lot more close-up, one-on-one attention once in a while. You like that kind of an educational experience?
Yeah, because for the most part, it helps you. Like, you can ask a teacher, you know, anytime, like, what a question or a problem. We're in a bigger school. You probably wouldn't get quite that freedom, or they might not know you as well on a personal basis.
Sure. Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy in high school?
I've done football, wrestling, track and baseball, done some FFA, did vocal for a couple of years, and do 4-H outside of school.
Do you like to be busy?
Yes and no. I mean, it's nice to be busy and do a lot of those things and be involved, but then there are some days you just want to have a day off and just sit and relax.
You got the rest of your life for that, you know. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Football would be my favorite.
Why?
It's just something I've loved since basically the time I could walk. Just grew up watching football on TV and watching my older brother play football, and just something I've always loved and enjoyed.
All those things that you kind of talked about, for the most part, are things you do as teams or groups. Do you like doing things together with other people, reaching goals as a group?
It makes it easier, you know, having other people to work with instead of just being by yourself, working by yourself. Sometimes it's hard to push yourself when you have no one else to compete against. But when you have those people to compete against, you kind of form a bond and can almost work harder and better together.
Great. Will you have any particular memory that will stand out for you from your high school years that you'll carry with you the rest of your life? Any special moment that you're going to cherish the most?
Probably winning that second match at the state wrestling tournament, knowing that you were going to medal, and, you know, even winning that first match, going into Wells Fargo Arena and winning a match after, you know, 4 years of high school and wrestling since you were in kindergarten, finally getting that state win is just a rush.
Very good. Well, what's next for you? What's going to happen this fall? Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Central College down in Pella, major in math education, play some football while I'm down there, too.
Very good. Why'd you choose Central?
Just a good school, you know, nice Dutch heritage, and you know, of a great tradition in football and whatnot. And
well, and probably a lot similar to what you experienced in high school as far as a smaller college, a chance to get to know a lot of people and do a lot of those types of things too. Can you talk about down the road, 10 years from now? Do you have any idea where you see yourself?
Probably teaching high school math, a small school here in Iowa, and coaching football and wrestling, hopefully.
Coach Williamson over there at CAM. Maybe, you never know. Talk about those eighth graders. Talk to them. What do they need to know before they get ready to come into high school next year?
I'd say just, you know, stay involved, be in at least a few extracurricular activities, and then get out and outside of the classroom, enjoy being out and doing stuff there too.
Okay, very good. Well, Matthew, good luck to you down the road, and thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
You bet. And who's next?
Allie Hosfeldt.
Okay, Allie, tell us about your family.
My mom, Lou Hosfeldt from Messina, and I have a dad, Bill Hosfeldt from Cumberland. I have two younger brothers. One's a freshman this year, and one's in second grade.
Who's your favorite?
It's hard to pick sometimes.
They all have their days, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, tell us about schoolwork and stuff that you enjoyed here. What classes did you like?
Well, my favorites would probably be Spanish. I like the projects and stuff that we get to do in there. My ag class, of course. I really enjoy Mrs. Johnson's teaching and her yearbook and her developmental classes that she teaches. Other than that, I think that's about it.
What about teachers? You have favorites?
Everyone has favorites. Trying to pick here. Everyone's there for you, so depending on the day and what you need help with. Probably, though, Mr. Miller's there for you all the time. Mrs. Johnson can help you through anything. Mr. Arp's always there to make you laugh. Mr. Wolm can get you through games and everything. So,
I kind of sensed talking and listening to you guys a little bit about these teachers that these instructors are more than just teachers. They interact with you guys more than just during that specific time period that you're sitting in their classroom, that you cross paths many times during the day.
Yeah. Anytime you need anything, any one of them's there for you, no matter what. Even if they're teaching a class, sometimes they make their time just for you and help you with whatever it is.
Great. What about extracurricular activities? What else has kept you busy?
I play volleyball, basketball, soccer over in Atlantic, and then softball here at CAM. I'm in an FFA.
And all that stuff keeps you busy in and out of school. Do you like to be busy? Matt, I asked him the same thing. Do you like to be busy all the time?
I do like to be busy. I like to have family time and time for friends, but I don't know what I would do without those other things. I'd be really bored.
Okay. Talk about a memory. Do you have one? I mean, down the road, 10 years from now, whatever, do you have something that's going to stick with you the rest of your life, something you've accomplished or done with other people that you're really going to think back on?
All my team sports, they all have memories that you won't ever forget, no matter what. There's memories through FFA. I've gone on multiple trips with them, so those always stay with you. And I don't know if there's not one specific one like Matthew has over there, but
well, they all meld together to make you who you are. Well, what's next for you then? What are you going to do this fall?
I'm going to go to the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, and I'm going in undecided, but I think I'm going to pursue the career of occupational therapy.
Okay. Why'd you choose South Dakota?
I went on a college visit, and since I wasn't sure, they have all the areas that I thought I might be interested in. They've got education, occupational therapy, physical therapy. We got everything I thought I might be interested in.
Is there a family history at South Dakota, or are you just going to try to be a trailblazer?
I'm just going to try to be a trailblazer.
All right, very good. Well, what about 10 years down the road? Have any clue, any thoughts at all as to where you might be, what you might be doing?
Well, hopefully I'll have a job.
That'd be good.
Yeah, and out of school. But hopefully working with little kids somewhere in the occupational therapy field.
Okay.
Maybe in Sioux Falls. I don't know.
We'll see. Who knows? Yeah, whatever. If you went back 10 years from now and looked at the answer, listened back to the answer you gave me now, it's probably going to be nothing like what you're doing anyway. You never know. One thing you can't control, though, is a little bit of advice. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they get ready to start their senior or their career here in high school?
Like Matthew said, try to stay involved. It keeps you busy. It keeps you out of trouble. Going to the teachers for help. If you have any questions, they're there for you. They'll answer the questions that you have. That's it.
Just keep busy. Yes. Keep busy. Experience a lot. Don't have any regrets, right?
Yes.
Very good. Allie, thanks a lot. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Allie Hosfeldt, Matthew Williamson. They're some of the tops of the class of 2013 from CAM High School.